listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by the Four Firkins Specialty Beer Store. I'm Dave.
I'm Evan.
It's beautiful outside.
It's beautiful outside. It's one of those where it's just...
Welcome to Minnesota summer.
Yes, exactly. It's 40 degrees, therefore it's...
It's got to be
t-shirts.
Warmer. It feels warmer than that.
According to my phone, which ties right into weather.com, it is 42 degrees out.
But it feels nicer than that because it is, there's not a cloud in the sky at this point, and we have been in the abyss that is winter, and we're finally breaking out of said hovels.
Yes, we've got the light jackets on, just because, you know, it's weird though. Like I feel weird even like in like 90 degree weather to go outside without wearing something.
Like, well, we all thank you for wearing.
Well, yeah. But just something additional, like a coat.
I know what you mean. You know, something, in case a gentle breeze comes along.
It's a weird propriety thing.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with any sort of cold or any of that stuff.
Thank you.
Once again, I outgirly you.
Yeah, you did.
Even when I'm not even trying.
Labels. They got new labels and they don't make any type of...
You just gotta understand
the point of making it look nice if you just gotta rip it off.
Well, they're only there to sit on the shelf. They're not there to actually be drawn.
Look how girly you are.
I'm very fancy.
You're a pretty, pretty lady.
I'm a pretty, pretty princess. So,
we got our drinks.
We got our drinks. We should say where we are.
We're at First Course. Yeah, South Minneapolis.
A place that we had no plans to go to.
We were kind of shooting the breeze a little bit.
Yeah, it was more, and if I can give a plug here, it was more we were out running errands. I had run to various ATMs and such.
Beautiful.
And we're like, okay, what's nearby? So I opened my Open Table app on my phone.
On your Droid.
I'm like, what's near? And they suggested this, and I'm like, okay, let's give it a shot. So we're here now, and we made that much more complicated than we needed to.
That's okay.
And
if it wasn't
already
this complicated, it just wouldn't be us.
That's true. Already I'm impressed. We're in the middle of happy hour right now.
It's not even happy hour.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's Tuesday.
Why did we get a deal?
Tuesdays, it is half price wine.
Aha.
All night. So that's kind of a big deal.
Nice. Nicely done. So we both got wine.
Yes.
Or some variation thereof.
Well, I got wine. Now you got something that
I got
probably
Prosecco.
that probably should have like a cherry in it or something.
I got Prosecco. Just because I got it in a champagne glass.
How did your Sex and the City audition go? Was it good? Did it go well? I'm just wondering.
You know, this is why you're single, by the way.
Are you their fat gay friend or what's the deal?
Are you done?
Probably.
Alright. At least I'm not the one sitting and watching wrestling and crying to himself.
I'm not crying.
Uh-huh.
I'm crying because I missed it for 3 years.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I got some Prosecco, which if you don't know is essentially like Italian champagne. This is Prosecco Brut. It's Mionetto is the brand name. Or is the whatever it's called. What did you get?
I got the Gaucho Club Malbec, 2006. It's probably awfully tart, I'm guessing.
It's not that bad.
Not that bad. Well, they already brought bread out. Bread's fantastic.
Yes. I haven't actually had the bread yet, but...
We also got tapas.
We did get a tapas. This place does have a fairly extensive tapas menu. But one item in particular jumped out at us.
literally hit us in the face.
Almost literally. It's the three salami plate.
Which looks fantastic.
Which does, and it includes, as I try to pull it up here, we've got a cured pork loin, which I'm assuming is what that is.
Yep.
We've got the chorizo.
Yep.
In the middle, and then we have a Spanish wine salami.
I like how they can see how you're pointing.
I'm more verifying so that I'm... Fuck you. Hate you so much. Fine, you know I'm gay. Screw you then.
Take all this
meat by myself.
I might just have to order another $4 pit plate of meat.
That'll teach you.
Yeah, that'll learn me.
Mm-hmm. This bread is good.
It's very good. Crunchy, it's chewy, but it's also kind of got substance.
It does. I'm gonna try some of this loin here.
As am I.
Oh my god, that smells like heaven.
That is a good dead animal.
That is.
Oof.
Wow. That is a.
That's like the. That's really good dead.
That is.
Holy crap.
I'm swooning a little bit.
That
here,
is
actually.
Insane.
Like, that's how good that is. Yeah. Wow. So, how's your day been, sir?
My day has been a little up and down.
All right.
I didn't choke anybody with a keyboard.
Which would be an impressive feat.
Well, it wasn't a wireless keyboard, so keyboard cord, we'll call it.
Ah, keyboard.
Or a mouse.
See,
how about that? A wired mouse.
Yes.
But other than that, it was fairly low key.
Good.
How was your day?
I slept in.
Did you know?
Which for me is like 7, so it's not that impressive. But no, I had the day off because my girlfriend and I. We went through the initial procedures to get a loan for a house. So that was our thing today.
You're pre-approved for Casa de Fancy Pants?
Pants Command is what I'm calling it right now.
Like Cobra Command?
Yeah, that's right. It was once called the Pantsless Tower, but I don't think that's going to work.
Although, should you build on a tower, it would be awesome.
That will be called.
Just a silo. We'll get you one at the state fair this coming year.
A chorizo is interesting.
Well, it's going to be spicier.
But it's not, though. It's a little spicier, but it's different.
Whatever I just had was equally fantastic.
Yeah, you had the wine salami.
I want him to come back with just another
just
six or seven plates.
Bring a hock of wine salami.
6 or 7 plates of it. Apparently there was only 2 pieces of that.
Damn. Go for it.
All right.
That is an interesting taste on the wine salami. It's like a... Maybe that's the cured one. I don't know. No, that's the salami, yeah. What am I talking about?
The fatty on the chorizo?
Yeah.
Is wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It's delicious meat. It is.
The nice thing is it's cut so thin that it literally is melting in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a meat-flavored Halls. Give me something else that melts in your mouth.
M&M's?
Yeah, like a meat M&M.
If both M's stood for meat. It's meat and meats.
Indeed.
Something about meat-flavored Halls just sounds like it's a double entendre or something.
Again, it just wouldn't be me unless I, you know.
I want to see her meat-flavored Halls.
It does sound awful.
It does sound awful when you phrase it like that.
Sorry.
But no, yes, we're trying to buy a house. We have very few... Like, we each have our own little list of things we absolutely have to have.
Okay.
And I know we've talked about this a little bit before.
Have you found one with a ball pit yet?
No, although, okay, so there's a place right across the alley from us, and it used to be a bed and breakfast.
Okay.
It's a 7-bedroom.
That's a bit much.
It's like $500,000, which is quite a bit outside our price range. But it's 7-bedroom, so I was like, we could definitely do a ball pit there.
Right.
But, again, she didn't see the vision. She didn't see my vision.
There was something else besides the ball pit that was in your list of must-haves?
In terms of just wacky and weird ones?
Yeah.
I did want a fountain full of naked women, but I don't know how that would go over. You know.
That's going to end really badly for you.
Probably. But no, like the few things I have.
Like a trampoline room or something like that, too?
Like a moon room?
Yeah.
That'd be
moon bounce room.
Moon bounce room? No, you know what? I want is that the room in Revenge of the Nerds. Okay.
Moon bounce room.
Yeah, it's a moon bounce room, but it's not like a. It's more like a beanbag room. Like it wasn't like bouncy.
It was.
Was it? It's been so many years since I've seen that movie. But see, now I'm just thinking about Revenge of the Nerds now. But no, like in all honesty,
it was a good flick. It just went down from there.
In all honesty, like there's a couple things that went. I gotta have a basement.
Okay.
Because I want to build a proper Fancy Pants studio.
And Tower, a basement. Tower de Fancy Pants.
Exactly. Although it'd be in the basement. So cavern. Be the Pants Cave, perhaps.
I like that. Fancy Pants Cave.
No, just be Pants Cave.
We'll work on it.
We can discuss it later.
There's a sign to be made.
I gotta have central air.
God, yes. Gas stove?
Which is a problem because we're looking at primarily older houses.
That's going to be a huge problem.
Yeah.
I've already stated many occasions that I will never, ever, ever live in a place that does not have central air. It won't happen. It's not happening. No way, no how.
So that's big for me. And a dishwasher. I want a dishwasher.
You're already living with one.
No!
You didn't get the joke.
No, I am. But she don't wash dishes. I'm the one who washes dishes.
So you just don't... You want lazy... You want lazy...
I want to make my life easier.
All right.
That's my goal. Okay. She has a couple other things, and most of them, I think, are perfectly reasonable. She wants off-street parking. Fine. I have no problem with that whatsoever. She wants a fireplace. I'm fine with that, too. Problem is, and this is more a general difference in philosophy.
Yeah.
And difference not necessarily between me and her, but me and humanity.
Can't wait to see where this is going.
So she's big into, the house has to look cute from the outside.
You, on the other hand.
I do not, for the life of me, understand, outside of trying to sell a home, I do not, for the life of me, understand the concept of curb appeal.
This is exactly why you're really, really poor at marketing. That's exactly why. It goes hand in hand.
No, but see, here's the thing. I don't see the connection, but you see, here's why. If I'm going to be living somewhere, I wouldn't mind if the place on the inside looks like the Taj Mahal. All
right.
If it looks like a crack den on the outside, all the better. Because no one's fucking robbing you at that point.
Right.
But I don't care what the outside looks like. I really don't.
Yeah. I think maybe for her it is... buying a house, it's a sense of... Or it's a milestone of life. It is, it's a sense of accomplishment. It is a milestone, for lack of a better term. And, that part of that is, wanting to be proud of something and wanting something pleasant to look at when you come home.
And I will be happy to look at all of my pleasant belongings on the inside of my house.
Right, but I think that...
I don't care what the outside looks like. I really don't.
I think that you also have to look at it from, it is an investment now.
Yeah.
And that, you've got to make the investment work for you.
Yes.
And to do that, you have to put the time and the energy to make it look pretty.
No, and I'm not saying I'm just going to let, the grass grow and never mow it.
That's kind of what the image I'm getting.
No,
right
you see, now. No, that's fine.
Like, you're getting fined every once in a while just because you didn't...
No, that part I get. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
That part I get, okay? But it's more the... I just don't care about, if it's one of the classic, row homes or just kind of generic suburban-looking houses. I don't care.
Right.
I really don't. It'd be nice if a place looked cool. Like, there was a place we were looking at that I like to call the Addams Family Mansion.
which she's not into at all.
She wants it, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the only thing with that one is it's a little on the upper side of our price range, and it's an old house, and it needs quite a bit of work.
That's never good. Because you love me like a brother.
No, you don't.
You are not known for your woodworking and craftsman-type skills.
No, I would disagree with that. Mostly because I've been largely untested. What have I had to build?
I think if you were presented with said challenge, it would be ugly.
But on the flip side of that, I am excited to start doing that kind of stuff.
Oh, really?
Like, I want to do that.
This is a new side of you that I'm not used to seeing.
See, again,
and it frightens me.
It's all part of that larger thing of I want the inside to not resemble the outside at all. Like, I want it to be like you open the fucking wardrobe into Narnia when you come into my house. Like, that's
that
what
movie.
I want. What?
I didn't see that movie.
It's a book.
I didn't see that book. What?
You're still uncultured.
I know. There's no doubt. I know.
But no, I'm excited to do shit like finishing a basement and doing that kind of stuff.
You have any idea what it entails to finish a basement?
I have a limited idea. But,
okay.
And again, I'm willing to learn. I want to learn
just
how to do that
kind of stuff. Just for the humor of people at home, the listener who is on their way to work right now, what entails finishing
depends
a basement
on the
to
basement.
You? Let's just say you have an unfinished basement.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, a concrete basement.
Okay.
Concrete walls.
I don't know what you're trying to prove by this
seeing
demonstration.
Where are you going with this? Like, do you sheetrock?
Sure.
Oh dear.
I don't know. I fully admit I don't know. Like, I have no shame in that. I've rented all of my life. Okay. I don't understand these things. But again, the important thing to me is that I want to learn how to do this stuff. I want to learn what goes into wiring a basement. I want to learn things like that.
For all of the people that are chuckling along with me.
I'm a little insulted by your giggling over there.
It's not... It shouldn't be an insulting giggle. It's more
of a... It should be, but it is.
It's more of a, I can't wait to get the phone call. Can you come help me? Because I have no idea what the hell...
Oh, I'm going
to
draft your ass real quick.
I know you are. I know you are. And it's going to cost you a lot of pizza and beer. I'm not going to lie.
No.
A lot of pizza and beer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's either that or Coke and whores.
How about Coke and beer?
How about Coke, whores, and beer?
How about pizza and whores?
Done.
All right. Very good. Very good. But no, I mean, you were buying a house. I mean, you're in this kind of the same boat.
Yeah, I am. I am. But I think the thing is that we're both looking at two very different things at this point.
Uh-huh.
You know, where I'm, and just by the links that you sent me of the houses that you're looking for, I'm looking to move into something that I don't have to do a damn thing with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it has an unfinished basement, I can deal with that.
And for the record, if I don't have to do a damn thing with that, I am perfectly okay
I know you
with
are.
That.
But I'm looking.
I'm just saying that having to do work doesn't scare me.
Anything beyond painting,
mm-hmm.
for me at this point, it's not that I don't care. I wouldn't be opposed to doing it. It's just I don't want to work that hard.
Shocking.
You know, I don't want to work that hard,
mm-hmm.
at all. If I can just come in, just plop my stuff down and say, hey, I'm home. That's
to no
awesome.
One, because you'll live and die forever by yourself.
I'm going to cry myself to sleep tonight.
It's good. It serves you right.
Or a change.
Yeah, how is it any change?
That being said,
yes.
I do understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Even though your mentality on the outside versus inside, not caring what it looks like, is ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous, though?
It is quintessential, or excuse me, it is parallel to your marketing prowess, in that that's not the way.
Please once again insult me.
Well, it's more of you want to do things that interests you,
mm-hmm.
instead of interesting, interesting, and important, and attractive and appealing to the masses.
I don't trust the masses.
I know you don't trust the masses, but the masses also affect your taxes at this point.
It's a good slogan. I like that. Masses affect your taxes.
We should put that on a t-shirt.
No one would buy that.
I would.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, but you get what I'm saying, you know.
But I think the marketing thing, I mean, you have definitely a valid point with the marketing part of it, and I've said on multiple occasions, I'm a shitty marketer. Okay.
Right. You're awful.
However.
You're a terrible person.
And you know what?
Awful person.
Until you...
You're poopy.
You come up to
you're
the plate...
Really poopy.
You can say nothing about anything. Until you start contributing something beyond grief.
And shame. Regret?
Well, I've regretted you since fifth grade, so that's fine.
Sixth grade. I wasn't here in fifth grade.
I pre-regretted you. I sensed a disturbance in the force.
We were doing long distance regretting.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, damn right. But, no, I get that, but to me, the house, that's my house.
I get it.
And I will do what I want with my house.
A house.
No.
Like your humps.
Exactly.
Your lovely lady loves.
That's right.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I had to finish that one.
No, you didn't. You did not need to finish anything.
Now, the job of it that I have now is that now I need to work that into my everyday speak. You know,
your lovely lady humps.
Yeah.
Trust me, when you talk, your lovely lady humps just get involved
lovely
in the conversation.
Lady humps.
Whatever.
My humps.
I don't know.
I gotta work that in during a meeting or something like that. Shake your head.
I will shake my head at you, however I damn well please.
But. Yes, you're an awful marketer.
Well, yes, we've discussed this.
It's fun to go back there. I was just saying.
No, it's not. But yeah, I'm just trying to think what else we want to do. I mean, there's that's kind of.
You guys doing all right?
Yeah.
Do you want another one of those, or are you good?
Sure.
We'll do another Islamic plate.
Yeah.
I'll bring a little bit more bread as well.
Awesome, thank you.
You want more dead animal?
I'm so easy when it comes to flesh.
Be it pig, female, male.
Still get more than you do. That's right. You cry into your Malbec.
It's okay. He didn't mean it.
Uh-huh. He's petting his hand now.
More butter as well.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I think he took my plate.
He did.
Thank you.
You want another one with dinner? Sure. At $3?
Oh yeah, I suppose, yeah. I think mine's $4.50.
Considering, like, on a normal night, this is a $6.50 glass of wine.
Yeah.
They had
Why not?
Much more expensive.
This is going to be one of the more expensive shows we've done in a while.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Not with the wine, man.
I suppose.
The wine is half
off. We still rarely have wine.
Right. With the wine half off,
yeah.
I mean, it's only going to be $6.50 for two glasses of my wine. I don't know how much yours is.
Mine's $8.50, so.
$4.25, or $8.50 if you get another one.
Yes, $8.50 divided in half, multiplied by two, is $8.50.
It's chicken.
I can count to potato.
I think we just found it.
I wish I could even claim credit for that one, but. It's one of the horrible, horrible photoshops on fart.com.
Well, that's awesome. I'm happy for the two of you.
Yeah, it's a little terrifying.
It should be.
It's again, it's all about the down payment, because that's a lot of money.
That is an enormous amount of money.
Like I figured out, like, from where I'm at right now, if we wanted to do even 10%. Of what we want to do, I would basically have to not spend any money outside of your bills, like cannot miss bills. I cannot spend any money for like a year.
That's not cool.
No. So we're hoping we can get some help on
some glass of that. So this is our Malbec Cabernet blend. It's
okay.
A really nice one. I'll just sell it to you for the same price.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
I get to try something different.
All right. That's what the show's all about. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those, like, kind of weird grown-up things.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm excited to actually be spending money toward something that isn't just throwing money down a hole.
Like rent.
Yeah, like rent.
Okay.
Sorry, the sun went away for a brief second there and I got distracted.
Okay.
I'm tired. I don't know why.
You had a big day.
I did. We did that. We went out for lunch. I bought some paint.
What kind of paint?
Miniature paint.
Oh. Like we're moving out.
What?
I'm like, you're moving out.
No.
Why would you?
No, we're definitely not going to contribute at all to this place that we're in right now.
You're going to trash it before you leave?
The shitty thing is, so we got the first-time home buyer's credit.
Yeah.
That ends at the end of April.
So you got to move fast.
We got to move, and we got to move fucking real fast on that.
It can be done.
It could be, but...
Do you have to close, or what's the deal?
You have to be under contract.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, boy.
You have to be under contract by the end of April and close by the end of June, I want to say.
That's plenty of time. That's more than enough time. You can buy and close in a week, at least. Not that I would suggest doing that, but...
But there's still that whole... We need a down payment.
I know what you mean. More meat has come.
Uh-huh.
This is, I'm going to go ahead and say this is one of the better appetizers we've ever had on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'm getting a little moist in my pants right now.
That happens.
Look, paired with the bread, it's really good. Like, it's really just good. They had a lot of tapas that are just cheese and olives. It might be interesting to try at some point if we come back, or if anyone comes back. Just different marinated cheeses and olives in different combinations together with different vegetables.
I hate olives though, so.
Well, they hate you back.
As they should.
But this is fantastic. So I had an epic meal this past weekend.
Did you now?
I had a my mom who is my culinary spiritual guide, as I like to call her, who at less than a year old took me to my first Chinese restaurant, and I believe my first words were wonton, spawned by her.
But, yes, you were spawned by her.
I was. But my mom has got a well versed culinary background. Just to give you an idea, her junior and senior years of college, she lived in the dorms at the U, and her roommates were Korean and Vietnamese, and she would go to her family's houses, because my mom's family actually lived about 4 hours away from here.
Okay.
At the time, and so it wasn't necessarily convenient, so on holidays she'd go home with them. Either way, that's kind of where the background comes from. So I grew up willing to try just about anything.
All right.
And, you know, at a very young age, you know.
Pretty much the atypical Minnesota experience.
Well, yes, exactly. Where we had hot dish a lot, it was, you know, hot dish, and then the next night it was something, you know, completely different and a completely different ethnicity. That being said, we did take a culinary road trip of sorts down to New Prague, which from Shakopee isn't that far, but from where we're at right now, it's about an hour and 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
And we went to a place called Schumacher's Inn, a restaurant in New Prague, which is owned by Chef John Schumacher.
Hence the name.
Who is also known as the Game Gourmet. And it was quite possibly one of the best dining, straight-up culinary experiences of my entire life.
Wow.
I'm not even kidding you. I have had a spiritual awakening eating that food. It was that incredible.
What did you have?
Well, we started off with a for lack of a better term, it was an appetizer sampler.
Okay.
It came with three different types of homemade sausage. So we had a pheasant sausage, a regular chicken sausage, and a pork sausage. We had what they called cherry bombs,
okay,
which were these cherry peppers that were pickled and then stuffed with blue cheese. That was like, you know, I have like my little bucket list of foods to eat before I die. If I don't have that again before I die, I will consider my life a disappointment.
So right in line with everyone else that will consider your life a disappointment.
That's awful. That's awful.
I'm sure your mother would agree.
But it also came with duck pate. I've had pate in the show before, which you've turned your nose up at many a time.
No, I've had pate before. I had the lamb's brain.
You did.
And I could have sworn I had that. I don't remember turning my nose up at that. It's entirely possible. I just don't remember.
That was fantastic. And then they did a boiled egg that had their homemade dressing over it. That you chop up and you take this toasted rye crisp.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Homemade toasted rye crisp. Homemade, not like out of a box.
Yeah, I got that the third time you said homemade.
You put the pate on there and then you do the egg and the dressing and the capers.
See, I can't do capers. That right there, that is on my short list of things I just will not do.
Shove it in your mouth. It's literally like a little orgasm right there.
Not that you would know what that's like.
No, I wouldn't. How dare you, sir.
I'm just really mean to you today. I don't know what it is.
You're awful to me.
I think it's because you called me a bad marketer.
You are a horrible marketer.
And you're not helping your case.
But that was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. They also, as an accoutrement to the sausages, he has a homemade mustard.
Nice.
Which is actually like a sweet mustard. You think sweet mustard, you think like a honey mustard.
Yeah.
It was still a stone ground mustard, but then it had this like hint of like berry in it.
Okay.
Which totally changed my thought process on what actually mustard could be.
Wow.
I know. And then he makes his own horseradish. He shreds his own horseradish, pickles it, and then that goes on pretty much anything you want.
Okay.
And I actually had a forkful of it just by itself. It's that good.
I'll take your word for it.
We're going there. It's happening.
I'm sure we will.
It's happening.
I mean, if it's that good, then
it was amazing. thank you. Main courses were not to disappoint us either. I had a 24-day dry-aged New York strip steak.
Wow.
Now, I've been to nice steakhouses.
Uh-huh.
I've been to really nice steakhouses. I've never had steak like this before. I've never had a steak, like a New York strip steak, which is, you know, a tender cut, but not like really uber tender.
Mm-hmm.
This thing was as close to butter as I've ever seen a piece of meat. Delicate, meaty, like the meat flavor was overwhelming. You know, the steakiness. The sheer steakosity of this meat was incredible. Like, you did not need steak sauce. You didn't need anything except for just the flavor of the meat. It came topped with mushrooms and onions, but didn't need it. Didn't need it at all. They also do a lot of Czech and German food on the menu.
Nice.
And they did a Czech dumpling. And food's coming, so this is exciting.
Wow.
Enjoy.
Right. Thank you.
All right. Well, they do a Czech dumpling two ways. They do it either steamed or fried. So you basically get like this fried potato dumpling.
Wow.
So it has the consistency on the outside of a French fry, mm-hmm. and then on the inside it's like mashed potatoes. And then they cover it in gravy, and it still stays crispy.
That sounds
crispy.
Like an abomination unto the Lord.
It still stays crispy, and it's too much. It's like
wow.
way too much.
See, now that, of pretty much everything you said before, up to now, other than the steak, I mean, steaks are steaks. Yeah. But that sounds the most interesting to me, right there.
That was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I had that with red cabbage. My mom had an elk steak mm-hmm. with an elk steak with like a sautéed winter vegetable and this and these same things. I've never had an elk steak like that before.
Mm-hmm.
Like it tasted like steak. So just absolutely positively incredible meal, start to finish. We finished it off with some bread pudding, homemade bread pudding. Unbelievable. So our food is gone.
It has.
What did you get?
I got the chicken roulade, which is not what I thought it was. Looks like some sort of stuffed chicken. Looks like there's spinach on the inside. This is where I betray my lack of cultural knowledge, or of culinary knowledge. I have no idea what this is stuffed with. It looks like a ham of some sort.
Trying to steal it.
Oh, it's bacon.
Hold on.
Ooh, I don't know what that is, but it's fantastic.
I'm wondering, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it's basically like little stuffed chicken bits with it looks like a spinach or some sort of green, and a piece of.
You got risotto.
Piece of bacon. Got a gorgonzola and parmesan risotto.
No, I hate risotto.
I normally do too. This, however, is like cheesy mashed potatoes.
Really?
Yeah. Also got a julienne greens on here. Looks like you got some red peppers, some onions. Again, some it looks like spinach, perhaps. And looks like zucchini as well. And it's all over the shallot pan jus, which is very good. Oh my God, this is awesome. I mean, yeah, it's. I was initially a little worried, and then with the risotto and everything, and since I didn't really know what a roulade was, I'm like, oh, let's give it a shot. But I'm extremely excited about this. What did you get?
I got a lamb, a braised lamb was braised in rosemary and olive oil. It has been put into a tomato ragu or tomato sauce that is served with pappardelle pasta and garnished with what looks to be a little bit of shaved parmesan and parsley.
Yeah, I didn't hear any of that. I'm just
You're food blind.
I am. I'm a little food blind right now. This is
That's okay. On this show, that is encouraged and and applauded.
The chicken is perfectly cooked. It's that mix. The first piece I had didn't have any of the bacon or whatever meat this is, which is a little disappointing. But you know what? I'll get over it. Had this parmesan and gorgonzola risotto.
Yeah,
it's like just eating a block of cheese.
Really?
Which most people wouldn't like. Me,
I
however,
would.
I'll eat a chunk of cheese like it's candy bar. So this is
if it's good cheese.
I don't even care.
You can put it down on a pile of Velveeta.
Oh, absolutely! Shit, I don't care. It's got a nice little sharpness to it. I think that's the gorgonzola.
Yeah.
Oh, it is perfect. My God.
Well, good.
I'm excited for this.
Yep. Man down.
We may not even just talk during the rest of the show.
You just get sounds of fork hitting.
Yeah.
Hitting plate.
It's almost a with my greens. It's almost a with the shallot jus. It's almost got like a. Like an Asian, like a Chinese vegetable kind of vibe to it.
It's a very unique looking plate.
It is.
You know, mine is clearly very, you know, it's Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's really no ifs, ands, or buts around mm-hmm. mine. But with yours, if I didn't know what that actually was, I wouldn't be able to tell you what cuisine that actually falls into
what
it.
What ethnicity is?
Yeah, because it's got a lot of shit going on.
My God.
You okay?
I'm serious about just not talking, like the rest of the show.
Just have to think what we're thinking at this point. It's a make it up as you go.
Yeah, it's an improv show.
There you go.
Choose your own adventure.
I hated those books.
How could you hate Choose Your Own Adventure books? You could literally choose your own adventure.
Or if you were, done in two pages.
Well, it wasn't like the book burned up in your hands after you were done.
But it just was like, yeah. It didn't do anything for me.
It's because you don't have any imagination.
I'm dead inside, too.
You are dead inside. It's just, I love those games. In fact, for the really geeky, there was a couple lines of books that they took the choose your own adventure idea one step further, and they made it even more like role-playing games.
Well, that's why you like them.
Where you had a character sheet, and you had battles, and all that stuff. I love that shit.
Well, that makes sense, because you're into that.
I'm a geek.
Well, you're into role-playing games, mm-hmm. and LARPing, and...
I have never LARPed. And I will fight you for saying that.
For those of you who don't know, and surprisingly, if you have been listening to the show for a while and have not heard us reference LARPing before, it's live action role playing. And it is freaking hilarious.
It is. Speaking as a gamer, even to most gamers, but you know how mainstream society thinks of a lot of people that like role-playing games and likes very geeky pursuits like that. You know, you kind of get the thing. That is how gamers and geeks look at LARPers.
And it's a complete disconnect with reality, too. Complete. Like, what I've seen, you know, there's no connection.
I'm willing to defend it a little bit just because it's basically, like, you know, the same kind of games you always play as a kid, like Cops and Robbers and Cowboys and Indians, or, you know, any sort of thing. All it does is it assigns some rules to it, you know, some sort of systems to it.
The unfortunate thing is I loop LARPers into the same realm as people who work at the Renaissance Festival.
Well, I mean, it's pretty much the same idea.
Right. It's that type of weird to me. You know, it's all the same weird.
I mean, I try really hard not to bag on people for what they're interested in.
No, I'm trying not to.
With the exception of you.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah. Just because, you know, I've got equally geeky shit, and I certainly don't appreciate it.
What do I do when it's geeky?
I didn't say anything geeky. I just said I bagged on things you like.
What do you bag? You like, you bag on it.
Yeah, that's right. Here's the problem. It is one thing to go out into the woods, and really it's, you know, LARPers, I mean, there's a lot of different flavors to them. You obviously have, like, the Dungeons & Dragons guys, or, you know, fantasy roleplay, you know, where they're throwing ping pong balls at each other and saying lightning bolt and shit.
Right.
There's that. But at the same time, I also group in people like Civil War reenactors with that.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
And it's one thing to do that in a battlefield or out in the woods or somewhere. It's another thing entirely to do it in the middle of the city.
Right.
Which is why anytime, like, I go to, like, a convention, there's always, like, LARPing normally going on.
Yeah.
And there's always, like, very specific rules where it's like, you can't have weapons in public. You can't do this. And it's just weird. It's just, like, especially, like, there's a couple times over the years where I've had, like, late night games that I've played.
Okay.
And I'm coming back and, after dark, that's when the convention halls tend to be more open.
Okay.
A lot less people there.
I love where this is going, by the way.
more and more of the LARPers will come out to do stuff.
They only LARP at night.
They only LARP at night. And so every once in a while you just see somebody, especially, like, it's almost always like all like the vampire guys and shit like that.
Which is even weirder.
I don't know if it's even weirder, but...
Equally as weird?
Yeah. But that's disconcerting when you're not expecting it, though.
Oh.
You know, when it's just some guy
throwing ping pong balls
walking around. No. By and large, LARPers are very good about not interfering with people
engaging with others.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of those big kind of no-nos. Just because they have enough problems as it is, they don't need to be assaulting passersby.
Don't poke the bear.
Exactly. But you're seeing a guy walking around in a trench coat with like his hands in the Mr. Burns pose, and he's just like staring straight forward, just very intently as he's walking. It's like, I'm gonna go to this side of the hallway here.
What the hell? See, this is why you've not gotten me to go to any more conventions past
Convergence.
I mean, I was weirded out as is. And that was apparently, as you put it, tame.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to everything else that you've gone to. It's just, I can't wrap my brain around it at all.
What I would love to bring you to is Dragon Con, which is down in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's already frightening me, just off the
bat. It is pretty much the premier event every year for all of the cosplayers in the country. Like, this is like their World Series. Is Dragon Con.
It's not competitive. Or is it? I don't know.
In a way, you know. But this is like everybody shows up down to this. And the stories of it are legendary. Like full costume orgies and shit like that. Like nuts.
What the hell?
But I would love to take you down there and just watch your head explode.
I'd go to Comic-Con before I go there.
You could not pay me to go to Comic-Con.
Really?
Not even a chance. Ashley keeps trying to get me to go. She actually keeps wanting me to buy a booth there. But it's too many people. It's too many fucking people.
Really?
I'm almost guaranteeing within the next couple of years, someone will die.
Really?
Because they'll be trampled. I mean, it'll be like a fucking Guns N' Roses show.
I didn't know it was that wild, but...
It's not even that wild. It's just, there's so many people there. I mean, you got probably 100,000 people in a convention center. It's only really meant to hold about 50.
I've seen pictures. Videos.
Mm-hmm.
It seems tolerable compared to, you know, some of the smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like the smaller ones, it's just a certain type of, I don't want to say freak, but, you know, a certain type of person.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wrap my brain around it.
Well, then that's fine.
Yeah, I'd like to. But maybe I'm just too in touch with reality.
No.
No?
You think you're attractive. You can't honestly say you're connected with reality.
I got a lot going on.
No, you don't. You really don't.
Really?
Yeah. I hate to break it to you.
I got the show.
You had, but something you had nothing to, though.
I got a car.
That you do.
I got a job.
You do have a job, yes. Then you make minimum wage at.
Good boy. Damn you, salary. Damn you, straight to hell.
So we're both finished. It took literally half the time it took to prepare the food.
For us to eat it. The service, it was a little slow.
It was a little slow, but we should mention the fact that we got here right as it opened.
Yeah. And it has filled up, not really at all, but, you know, it's gotten busier, and they're basically working off of...
It's one guy.
It's one guy.
It's one guy doing it, so...
And for one guy to put out what he just put out.
At the quality that he put out.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, again, but that's something that people should know. It's probably going to take you a while to eat your food. Right. Which is why they do a really good tapas menu. And
order a lot of them.
And I recommend the salamis again.
Right. That's all yours, by the way.
God damn. I'm really glad I worked out before I came on the show today.
I can tell.
Oh, my God.
Because now you can just go to bed.
Yeah. I'm tempted.
But how was the whole shoot, man, for you?
I don't even know how to put it. It is one of the best things I've had on this show.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, bar none.
And even being that it had, you know, was not what you expected when you...
It was not what I expected, which is fine. But I think the chicken was done perfectly. And it was the right size of the chicken. It was probably about a half a breast total.
It was very elegantly plated.
It was very elegantly plated. But again, this is also my thing where I don't get that.
Right.
But, you know, whatever.
But you eat with your eyes.
No, I eat with my mouth, as you just saw.
Good point.
I eat fucking gas station fruit pies. I clearly am not that interested in the appearance.
Don't knock the gas station fruit pies. Those are awesome.
I don't, but they're not appetizing looking.
No, they're awful looking.
Yes.
Nobody in their right mind should be eating those.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it was the risotto. I don't think a lot. The risotto is a tough thing to recommend just because it is so cheesy.
Right.
It's such a rich cheese on that.
Is it a good starter risotto? Because I really don't like risotto at all.
I don't know if it's a good starter risotto just because it is that such strong cheese flavor.
You said it was close to mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't do a whole lot for me because I don't particularly care for mashed potatoes either.
Because you're a communist.
I am. I hate America.
Yeah.
And
everything she stands for.
Exactly. That whore.
So, anyway.
But, yeah, it looked beautiful.
Yeah, it was, like I said, the chicken was perfect. The vegetables were very good and surprisingly firm, given, you know, sitting on this bed of cheese.
Yeah.
And cheese and risotto. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Good.
I got no complaints with this.
Oh, good.
So, what about you? How was your...
Mine was good.
Your pasta.
Mine was good. The last time I got kind of the similar setup, lamb and in like a tomato ragu, was actually at Patrick's, which we did over a year ago.
Yeah.
In Edina, which is a French bistro. This was different, but again, close to the same, and I think I'm getting to the point where I don't like that preparation for lamb.
Okay.
You know, I like lamb in, a traditional shawarma, or, you know...
Which traditional shawarma is hard to say fast.
I know. But and you should be surprised I actually got that out.
You came very close to not doing it. I did. Very good.
Very good.
Did you get anything else this evening?
No.
I think we're good.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
But that being said, it was still good. But
it's just not something you'd probably get.
I like the best way to prepare lamb, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
bar none. You go to Byerly's. You get
or insert high end grocery store here.
No, because it's specific to Byerly's and Lund's.
Well, I'm trying to make the show more than just local.
I know you are, but for those who do listen local, you go to Lund's and Byerly's, you go to their meat counter, and they've got a lamb kebab that is covered in rosemary and garlic.
Oh, I have hiccups now.
And you grill those bad boys up. They're about $10 a kebab. One kebab feeds one. Easy.
Okay.
It's just a meat. There's no tomato or anything like that. You don't need anything else.
Yeah.
One kebab feeds one. It is perfect. You can't even screw it up.
Lamb is one of the best grilling meats out there.
Exactly. Either that or I like a good ground lamb patty burger.
That's the other thing I'm excited to do now if we get a house.
Grill. Yeah. You know, have a fancy pants grill party.
No shit.
Just get meat from...
I have to pretend friends. I have to get friends first.
Yeah, do that. you get meat from all different places, like, I can't pronounce their name. It starts with a K in the Northeast.
Kowalski's?
No.
Kramarczyk's?
Yeah. There you go. Like, you get a bunch of sausage, like, one of every sausage from there. And just eat sausage.
Yeah.
Sausage fest.
Yeah. Most of my parties tend to be sausage fests.
Yeah, but this is a beautiful idea. I can't wait for this.
A beautiful.
I've had a few too many wines.
I was going to say, you've had two large helpings of Malbecs.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, how was the second one, by the way? The
second one...
I don't know if we mentioned this, but they're apparently out of the one you had.
So I got a cab, Malbec blend, we'll call it. I actually like the first one better. This one's a little too cabby for me. Yeah, I used the word cabby. I don't give a damn. But it was...
I think you're just belligerent at this point.
I know.
It's like, fuck you people.
Cab is so purple to me.
He's like also high, ladies.
No,
gentlemen.
It tastes purple to me.
How does something taste purple?
It's like,
are we talking like grape drink?
That's what I'm talking about. I get the same thing with Cabernet. I don't know if you saw my other one. Or look closely at
the I didn't look closely. It's a little dark in here, so.
But it is, that's straight up purple. The other one is a traditional, like, a dark, rich red wine.
Like an aubergine.
Aubergine, yes. Thank you.
Me too.
It was more of that ilk, and this, where I like cab, or I like a Cabernet, this is a little too cabby for me.
Gotcha. I enjoyed my Prosecco, or Prosecco, I should say. This is something Heather turned me on to over New Year's because this is what we got.
Okay.
Because we didn't want champagne and...
Champagne.
And because we just thought it's lame. And she had a lot of it when she was in Venice.
Okay.
So she figured I would like it, and she was right.
Because she doesn't drink red wine.
She can't drink red wine.
Right.
So
you don't drink red wine.
I don't drink red wine.
You uncultured lout.
Even if it wasn't for her, I don't think I'd drink it.
Really?
I don't like the taste.
We're gonna get to a wine tasting one of these days.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna go to like a wine festival. Me and you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Fancy pants goes fancier. You might need to wrap this up.
Yeah, you've had enough, I think. So again, the Well-Fed Guide to before we finish it, highly recommend it. Either
yes,
way.
Yes,
I mean
either
great
way.
Great date place.
Extremely.
Extremely great date place. Yeah. We got the check, let me see how much it was. That's actually not bad. That actually is not terrible because we each got. Oh, you got two wines. I only get the one.
The wines are half off.
Yeah,
on
the wines,
Tuesdays only.
The wines are half off on Tuesdays. Basically three glasses of wine, two of the $4 tapas, and then an entree comes up to about $56.
Perfect.
So that's not terrible.
It's perfect,
especially for a first date or an early date.
Absolutely.
Good ambiance. So yeah, I totally recommend it.
It is kind of romantic in here.
It is, I don't know, absolutely.
I might come across the table at you.
Well, you've also had a few, so that's understandable.
Good point.
But their wine mint list is as big as their menu.
Yeah.
So if you're a wine person, this is a place to check out.
It's almost like the Happy Gnome of
wines.
Of wines.
I'm thinking of maybe a couple other places, but yeah, this is pretty big.
Speaking of which, Firkenfest.
The 21st? I'm not going, so don't care.
Why aren't you going? Why aren't you going?
Aren't the tickets sold out?
No.
What am I thinking?
I have no idea.
Isn't there something that they sell tickets for that sell out in like 6 minutes?
No, that was Winterfest.
That's Winterfest. Oh, okay.
No, we are going to Firkenfest. Because you bailed on me last year.
We'll see.
No, none of this we'll see.
What day is it?
It's a Sunday.
What day of the week is it?
It's a Sunday.
Sundays are hard to negotiate.
Why? Because it's the Sabbath?
Wow. This is the most slurry I think I've ever seen you after a show.
You've got nothing going on a Sunday.
Heather and I pretty much only see each other on Saturdays and Sundays.
Bring her along!
No.
Why?
You will never get her into a place with that many people in it.
It's not that crowded. It's not that bad. It really isn't.
Can you put your arms out in every direction and not touch anyone?
Yep.
Lies.
It's not lies. It's a big area. It's a big tent and it's not that crowded.
Mm. We'll
if you
see.
Go during the day, it's not that bad.
We'll see.
You're a pussy.
We'll see. First off, you want to start with that?
No.
Do you really want to? I realize we're already at the hour mark, but you really want to start on that?
No, that's a
mercy. All right, that's what I thought.
It's mercy kill the show.
That's right.
We need a lot more water so I can sober up.
Anyway, the Well-Fed Guide to Life, there we go, is brought to you in part, again, by the Four Furkins at thefourfurkins.com. As always, you can send questions, recommendations, comments, all that good stuff to wellfed@fancypantsgangsters.com. Also, you can find us on Facebook. I do want to give a quick plug real quick. We do have two shows back on the network now that are doing. We've got the Flyover Ska Show, which used to be called the Midwest Ska Moment, but now it's a weekly thing and it's longer, so it's not really a moment anymore.
So everyone can actually find the other shows at this point that have been dominated by the Midwest Ska Moment.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. Funny. However, but we'll get to that in a second. And then we've also, the Film Army has returned in a new monthly format.
All right.
Which is good because this month's show is 2 hours long.
That's a lot of show.
It's very good. I definitely recommend that one more. It's easily one of the best episodes of any show we've done on any, on the entire network.
You bastard.
Yeah. That's because you
were. I give my heart and soul.
And Shoal? Just stop talking until I'm done here. But funny you should mention about the Midwest Ska Moment taking up the whole site, because the new site is days away from being done.
So by this time next week, will we have a new site?
Maybe. I don't know about next week. Might be 2 weeks.
Okay.
It'll be by April.
Maybe
April 1st.
Maybe we should plug this on the next show.
We're going to keep plugging it.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. We're just going to give people more reason to check out. But no, the new site's awesome.
But also, I'd also like to plug another site, which you know, it's a great site, and we've had him on before. Andrew from Hopchart.
Yes.
I love that site. And he's made some small revisions to the site.
And there's a big one coming up.
And apparently there's another big one coming
that
up.
That we are involved with.
Oh my, can't wait.
So,
but
stay tuned for that.
But
that's very cool too.
It is very, very cool. But check him out, hopchart.com. You can follow both of us.
Yes.
Individually. You can follow me, I'm Well-Fed Dave.
Yes. And I am Pants
Hopchart.
Commander.
And Pants Commander on Hopchart.
I have like a backlog of like 10 beers I gotta add to it.
I'm literally, the only time I'm buying beers at this point is if I can buy a sampler.
Oh, so you have many more things to add to
it? Exactly. I don't care.
Such a whore.
I'm cheating on my beers. I don't care. I don't care.
I've got a... What's a Michigan... Name a Michigan brewery. I've got a sampler at home of some Michigan brewery that I can't think of.
Think of anything off the top of my head.
Maybe Bell's. But...
Something out of Kalamazoo.
Yeah, it's something like that. Anyway. So I should probably whip through those. Anyway, check them out, hopchart.com. And we've got so much going on. Just make sure you guys are checking fancypantsgangsters.com as much as you possibly can. Join the forums. Join, the conversation on Facebook as well. Check out the store.
Yep.
And
we've got an awesome new... some awesome new shirts out.
Some great new shirts.
Yeah.
So it's all very cool. So just keep checking out the site. Keep supporting us like I know you guys do. So until next time, on behalf of very swaying Dave right now. Thank you guys very much for listening.
Top heavy.
And you're always top heavy. When you have such a small bottom on your side.
It's all center of gravity. All very centered. Everything in place.
I would never call you centered.
Tearing up at this point.
As you should be. Thank you guys very much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Batman.